nice to see you purple people.
out here in the fields. Well, I'm sure many of you are here after a long, long working day. We appreciate it. This is a song that Roger and I wrote together, the only song we've written together really in 30 years or 35 years that we've been working together. And this is our second single from 1965. It's called Anywhere, Anyhow, Anywhere. I'm being attacked.
It's nice to see them, Pete. Bugs at last. Antopia.
Bring out the mustard.
They've eradicated them all through the Midwest.
That's it. Tell them about agriculture. Go on.
We used to get bugs in the lights.
They know nothing about it.
We used to get loads of bugs at our shows. Now we get sweet Fanny Adam.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give me a minute to tell you some stuff. The material that we're playing tonight is obviously taken from a long career. It's not as long as we are old. We stopped making records about 1982, and that leaves quite a big hole which hasn't been filled with any new material. So our material goes back from 1982, quite a long way before that, and we have to kind of concede that a lot of our better material is from the early years. But you know, the middle years of the Who were really interesting because we were one of the first kind of consciously kind of reactive rock bands, and we tried in the 70s to... You can't help me explain this. As much as you shout, you can't help me. It's very helpful to have your interjections, but it's not going to stop me. And in 1971, we started a project called Lifehouse, which led to the Who's Next album. And that was supposed to be a movie, which failed, but it produced a great record for us, and stuff like Behind Blue Eyes, and Barbara O'Reilly, and all that stuff. This next song that we're going to play came from around the same period. It was a song that didn't even really properly get into the demo collection, although that's not true. It was on the demo collection, but we never recorded it at that time. We recorded it a couple of years later, and then later on we're playing music from another period of that. Well, this one's one of the first songs that I wrote about trying to find out, you know, who we are, what we're doing here, what it's about. Long before I thought I should do anything about trying to find out. Just wrote songs about it. This one's called Don't Even Know Myself. We'll be right back.
John Entwistle.
Pleasure, don't you? Actually, all these fucking flies. I wish we were doing Boys and Spiders instead.
Right, John, what? Hey?
Do you do that as well?
What?
Oh, I decided to change the song. I'm not doing my wife tonight.
All right.
Just kidding. This one's... I can see him coming. It's called My Wife.
My wife is coming after me. Thank you.
Oh,
Those three in a row there were for the from the Who's Next album, in fact, and this is another one. I often forget that my wife is from that album, isn't it? My wife is from Who's Next.
My wife wasn't.
No, my wife fucking wasn't either, but then that wasn't what I meant, Rog.
Sorry.
I meant the song,
My
Wife, written by John Entwistle, was on the album Who's Next. But you were trying to be ironic, weren't you?
No, I was just...
It's an irony.
About as usual.
I just don't get irony.
Just fucking
don't get
about.
It. I don't get that kind of sophisticated humour.
Are you a bargain?
As I did, are you, Roger, are you flying straight out of here? Or are you staying here after you?
Am I what?
Flying straight out, yeah.
Sorry,
I think
flying.
We're flying straight out of here when we're finished tonight. Just going.
Are we?
Yeah.
All right.
We're flying off to some other American city in some other American state. So, it's safe to say this, you know, this my wife thing, you know, he's got his wife sort of along with him somewhere. You occasionally see her passing through the corridor like a ghost. And I say, how's Roger? And she goes,
Roger who?
Yeah, Roger who, yeah. Well, my wife is not here with me, and neither is anybody else. And of course, subsequently, I haven't had sex for 3 weeks. So if I look a bit grumpy, that's the fucking reason why!
And I'm starting to worry about flying with you.
Well, do you really think you would do?
Well, I know there's any port in a storm, Pete.
You're not in jail yet, mate. This, was that ironic? Did I miss that one as well? Oh, this is yet another one from the immortal Who's Next Level. We're playing this one to death tonight. We haven't played this for a while, so it might be a bit lumpy, but it's a nice surprise. It's called Game and Tune.
Thank you. I don't mind other guys dancing with my girl. That's fine. I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I'm scared of the light. Better leave her behind. With the kids, they're alright. The kids are alright.
You'll be alright.
same. I feel it again. I'm a loser. No chance to win. Leaves start falling. Come down, it's calling. Loneliness starts sinking in. But I'm one. Me, I will be, you'll all see I'm the one. That secret so tight. Where did you get that walk or so lean? Your shoes and your shirts all just right. But I'm one. I'm one, yes I am. I can't see. This is me. I will be. You'll all see I'm the one. I gotta keep sin, ain't got a case. I can't get that even tan look on my face. You be close, I just blend in the crowd. Being so clumsy, voice too loud. Be, you'll all see me, I'm the one. I'm the one, I'm the one, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Classical music now.
Bells. Don't see no lights flashing. Please buy sense of style.
The song I sang on my own just now is called I'm One, you know that. That was from Quadrophenia, and this next one is from Quadrophenia as well. Slightly less certain in mood. Somebody that's taken a lot of drugs. In a weird space. Young. What do you mean, no? Was that an ironic no? It's an ironic no. Or yes. Or no, say no. Or not me, or not you, or no more Pete. Or it was good, but you know, what did it mean? No. Anyway, so don't bother with the fucking therapy, because it doesn't work. And this is... No, I'm sorry, that's not true. It works for a lot of people, and I'm just joking. You know, I'm just making fun of everything up here, and nothing that I say is serious or means anything. This one, though, is a good song, and it means a lot. It's called Can You See the Real Me?
Yeah.
really, really weird when you get these songs of self-doubt set to adolescent rage. You can imagine them without the music, it's really quite funny. Now I don't give a fuck. 55 years old, do you really think I care if you can see the real me? You can see the real me. You can think they can see the real me, can't they? You're sex starved as well, are you? So I'll talk to your wife, Rog.
Something took my mind off it, Pete. I was.
Like to
you know, doing such a short show, there's so many, many, many great songs that we've done over the years that we can't play. Luckily, there's also a load of rubbish that we can't play, but it's not the issue. There's a lot of stuff that people have said that they'd like to hear us play. Some of it we can't play because the lineup is so small. A lot of people have asked, I can see for miles. And, you know, we could do a kind of ragged version of it, but it wouldn't touch the spot because it's got 7 vocal parts and we haven't got the kind of scope to do that. So please, if we don't play anything you want, really badly want to hear, just go home and listen to the record. No, do think of us, you know, we're still here. And we might come out again one day with some extra backing vocalists. I should think they'd be female. Girl singers, lots of girl singers, maybe 436, I think. We'll just about go around. And this next one is the last big hit that we had in the USA, which was in 1979, I think. Was it? Yeah. It's a song called You Bet, You Bet.
You better, you better, you better. Ooh, you better, huh?
Someone joining us?
No, it's my imaginary friend. My imaginary friend Teddy.
Is this what happens after 3 weeks?
Actually, it's been 6 weeks, if you want to know, because before we came out on the tour, yeah, there was a sort of problem between me and my girlfriend, which I won't go into. But it wasn't my fucking fault, right? I was ready, well, actually I wasn't ready. You know, the thing is, it was one of those sort of issues. No, it wasn't really. I mean, nothing I'm saying up here is true. And that's not my imaginary friend Teddy, that's my imaginary friend Willie. He's the one who shags Roger.
In your fucking imagination.
In Roger's imagination. This is a song about delusion. Ooh.
Apple scum, been born.
I think that was a bass solo. They haven't heard the like since Earth, Wind and Fire, John. Now, the bloke in Earth, Wind and Fire used to, about halfway through the bass solo, he used to turn sideways and then float up into the air. He did. I swear to you, I went to see him and he turned sideways and floats up into the air. It was like a sort of a Las Vegas illusion. I wonder what they would have done to Roger. Turned it completely upside down and dropped you on your head.
Probably.
It explains everything. That's what your wicked, wicked, wicked mother did to you. You know, the other reason, why I'm in a weird mood tonight is I read a shit book. You know how it is when you get to the end of a detective story and you find that the person who did it, you knew did it.
Could have told you that.
Okay, let's have it. Let me introduce keyboard player, brilliant man who's been with the Who since 1979. Playing great. Great, great genius, I think. Honoured to have him along, as ever. John Rabbit Bandrick! And in the next few days, we're taking him back to Texas, which is where he comes from. On the drums, very difficult chair to fill with the Who. I always say this, it is a very difficult chair to fill, and we've had all kinds of experiments and drummers throughout the years, and this particular guy is a really wonderful guy to have in the band, because he met Keith when he was a little boy. I was thinking the other day, the last time that I remember playing You Better, You Bet was when it had just come out, and you came back to see us at some place in the Finsbury or somewhere like that. And this is the extraordinary Zach Stuckey! Zach was very close to Keith Moon, who we sadly miss, but he can't be with us because he's otherwise engaged. Hopefully in another body causing havoc in Russia or somewhere. That's John Entwistle, this is Roger Daughtry, I'm Pete Townsend. We call ourselves The Who. Thank you.
We call them fiddling with our equipment. So that's what goes on when we're off peak. They were fiddling.
Is this ironic again?
I
wish somebody was fiddling with my equipment. But you haven't got as much equipment as me.
Probably not.
I've got less than usual, but I've got the
mic's falling off.
American amplifier and the American guitar.
You've been a fantastic crowd to play to. Here's some hippie music. Take a little dove and walk out in the air. The stars are rocking their tail to the rain. Find me a woman and lay down on the ground. Her pleasure comes falling down like rain. Give myself a call. Feel power as I drive. Oh, now I'm really in control. It all looks fine when you look through the naked eye, but it don't really happen that way at all. Don't happen that way at all. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
This is definitely a Lifehouse song.
Let's see. why we are stuck in the dreams. I'm not trying to cause substitutions. I'm talking about my
thank you.
like a coffin.